Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The European Union is proposing a ban on imports of Russian crude oil within 6 months and one on Russia's refined oil products by year-end. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU's executive body is proposing to remove Russia's biggest bank, Sberbank, and two other Russian lenders from the SWIFT financial messaging system. The EU is also set to impose sanctions on Russian military officials involved in alleged war crimes and in the siege of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Venture capitalist J.D. Vance, who was backed by former President Donald Trump, won the Ohio Senate Republican primary. Vance, who is the author of Hillbilly Elegy, had struggled to gain traction with voters prior to receiving Trump's endorsement. In several U.S. states, political leaders are calling for new laws to either restrict or protect abortion rights. This after a leaked draft opinion indicated the Supreme Court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. California and New York are among states that could protect abortion rights in their constitution, while South Dakota and Alabama are among those aiming to outlaw the procedure. Stocks in Asia ended down as markets in Japan and mainland China were closed for holidays. European shares fell in early trading. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve is expected to release its interest rate decision after wrapping up its policy meeting today. And on the earnings front, Uber, Moderna, and CVS are among the companies scheduled to report results. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.